Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey there. This is the spoken edition of Wired.
A bomb cyclone brings massive flooding to New England, again. By Megan Multeny. Since early Friday morning, calls have been crackling across the Duxbury Fire Department Dispatch Center in a barrage of static. Tree down on a house on Mayflower Street. Wires down at Keene Street and Congress. The seaside Massachusetts town is now firmly in the grips of Winter Storm Riley, the massive nor'eastern forecasted to explosively develop through the weekend across a 700-mile swathe of New England. With onshore winds already topping a hurricane force 70 miles per hour and a full moon Thursday night, officials across the region are preparing for record coastal flooding events. They just didn't expect to be inundated again so soon. Though it's looking like it will be one of the most monstrous superstorms in history, Riley isn't even the first one to hit this densely populated part of the country this year. From Boston to Portland, Maine, January's bomb cyclone broke long-standing flood records set during the blizzard of 78. This weekend's storm could be worse. Eastern Massachusetts is expected to get up to 5 inches of rain, but it's the 3 to 5 feet of storm surge that will cause the biggest flooding problems. Because it's such a slow mover, the storm will stick around for several tidal cycles. This is just beginning to look like the new normal. Nor'easters are now to blame for 90% of Boston's biggest floods, with 13 of the top 20 events having occurred since 2000. As climate change drives up ocean temperatures, these winter cyclones are expected to get stronger too. Rising sea levels will bring those destructive storm surges into with more and more homes, businesses, and other critical infrastructure. Which is why places like Duxbury are already beginning to insure against their waterlogged future. Just 2 weeks ago, the 15,000-person town added a camouflaged ex-military high-water vehicle to its fire department's fleet. With 44-inch high tires, the truck is designed for flood rescues and evacuations. During the January storm, similar vehicles were staged at a nearby National Guard outpost, but when Duxbury residents needed them, they couldn't get through. The request volume was too high. We're seeing these storms getting worse and coming more often. When there's flooding, you can't get an ambulance in. You can't get a fire engine in. This allows to handle all our calls, not just the rescue ones, says Duxbury Fire Captain Rob Reardon, who acquired the vehicle for free as surplus from Fort Drum in New York. We realized we have to have this capability ourselves. It arrived just in time for this weekend storm. Reardon installed the license plates yesterday and will be taking the 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. shift tonight, around the peak of the high tide, when they expect flooding to be at its worst. Duxbury is not the only municipality looking to beef up its catastrophe response competency in the face of increasingly extreme weather. After Hurricane Harvey exposed glaring inadequacies in the Houston Fire Department's ability to get to its citizens during a flood, city officials are now considering spending $2 million on 6 high-water vehicles, as well as boats and other rescue equipment. These kinds of disaster mitigation techniques are likely to feature more and more prominently in coastal city budgets in the coming years. But building resilient communities will also require investments in infrastructure to protect from flooding in the first place. And, of course, supporting energy policies that won't power future generations of superstorms.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.